Kia ora, Iti whānau. Welcome back to the Māori Millennia Podcast. I'm your host, Te Kahukura Boynton. I'm an author, podcast host, and educator. This podcast is where you will learn about all things money and mindset. If you have been here before, know my hoki mai, and if you are new here, then welcome to the show. I'm so excited for today's podcast episode. Before we dive into it, if you haven't already, I would absolutely love it if you could please rate the podcast. This just helps it get pushed out to as many people as possible, and this will allow me to further invest into the podcast so that I can continue to create free resources like the one that you are about to listen to today. In today's podcast episode, I'm going to share how I finally started to feel financially secure within my personal finances. And I'm going to break this down into five key things that I did in order to make this happen. And yeah, hopefully by the end of this, you're going to feel like you have a plan towards also feeling financially comfortable. So number one on my list is getting out of consumer debt. So I wasn't in that much debt, but I was using a lot of Afterpay and lay-by to pay for things that I didn't actually really need, but I would justify it in my head because I was like, well, it's only like $10 over four or six payments or whatever it was. And so it kind of made things feel cheaper in my brain because I was like, you're not paying for the full amount. And because it's interest-free, I was like, well, you know, it's not like that bad. But the problem with this was that I was creating a habit of allowing myself to have things that I actually couldn't afford, because if you could afford it, then you would pay for it up front, right? Now, some people have, you know, countered this argument with saying like, oh no, but I have savings. I just choose to use Afterpay and lay-by to pay for it. And you know, the thing there is like, if it is something really important, then pay for it like up front, because yes, it is interest free, but I think that the mentality behind it is more important than like the financial thing of like it being interest free. So if you have the mindset of like, I only pay for things if I pay for it in full, and this, I don't want to I'm just saying this for consumer debt, not for, you know, assets, not for like a house or something like that. Obviously, that's a completely different kettle of fish, but I'm talking about like assets, like about like clothes. Like I used to buy like, you know, nice dresses, or I used to buy branded things, or just like whatever I wanted to, because it made it feel like it wasn't that expensive because I was paying it off over four or six payments. So one of the key things that I did to get myself out of this cycle, because it was always a cycle, because, you know, I ended up racking up all of these payments that I had to do every single week. And it's like every single week I was getting paid, I was just paying towards that payment, and then I needed more things, or I wanted more things. And it was just a cycle that I felt like I couldn't get out of. So I made a decision one day that I was no longer going to use Afterpay and lay-by to buy any further things. And this requires discipline to do that, right? So I decided that I was going to spend my money paying this off, and I wasn't going to incur any more. And, you know, there were times where I did use it. There were times where I went back on my word. But the whole point of this is that I made a decision that I was no longer going to do this. If I couldn't afford something, I wasn't going to do it. The really important thing here is that if it's, so many people use like Afterpay or lay-by for emergencies. And that's why point number two that I'm going to share with you is actually building a safety net, so that you actually have an amount of money there for if an emergency happens. Now, my safety net started off with just being $1,000. That was my initial goal of having $1,000. So if anything happened, I had $1,000 to fall back on. And then one day my car crashed and my excess for that was $1,300. It ended up, I actually ended up not using insurance to do that. I just fixed it and it was less. But my point here is that you want to calculate your safety net on what possible things could go wrong in your life, and like what would you need the money for to be able to do that. So say for example you're a mother, or you have, you know, lots of children, or you've got parents that are dependent on you, or all of these different things, then you're going to need to take that into account when you think about how much you need in your safety net. But I would start off with an initial goal of $1,000. If you've got no money, start off with a goal of $1,000 and then start building it from there. Now I'm at a stage where I like to keep a minimum of 6 months of my living expenses in an account tucked away, so that I've got money there if I need it for anything. But a safety net is huge, especially if you're wanting to get out of consumer debt, because you're just going to feel like you're in this like constant cycle of something happening and then you need to get into debt to be able to pay for it. And so what I would do is I'd focus on saving $1,000 in your safety net, and then beyond that I would start paying off your consumer debt, And once you've paid off your consumer debt, then start building your safety net up. Now, this might take some time. It might take 6-12 months. You know, it's not an overnight fix. It didn't take you overnight to get here, so it's probably going to take a little while to get out of it. And so I would just have that long-term mindset that, like, you're working towards the greater good. You're working towards finally feeling financially comfortable in due time, but it's not something that might just happen overnight. The third thing that is so important in this journey is actually going into it with a plan. If you don't have a plan, you're planning to fail. I can't remember who said this, but I remember hearing this when I was a kid, and it just stuck with me. It stuck with me my whole entire life. And one of the things that I do for my money plan is I keep it simple. I don't like having everything all complicated and having, for my personal finances at least, like, I don't like having, you know, a million spreadsheets and stuff like that. Like, for my personal finances, I keep it very, very simple. So what I do here is I have multiple bank accounts, and I have different accounts for different things. So I have one for my vehicle, I have one for accommodation, I have one for travel. Sorry, that's in my car one. I have one for my safety fund, I have one for Koha, I have a Koha account, I have one for, I'm just trying to think of all the ones that I have. Like, I have one for, like, everything food that you can think of. And what I do is each week when I get paid, I split this payment off into all of these different accounts. Now, the reason why I do this instead of just leaving it all in one account is because when I used to leave it all in one account, my brain wouldn't really understand what this money was for. So I would just, like, spend it all, and then I'd be like, oh, but I've got to pay for my car. Oh, but I've got a WAF coming up. Oh, I've got a rego coming up. And I wouldn't be able to, like, calculate it based on just all of this money being in one bank account. And so what I do now is I think of everything in terms of a year. So I think of running my car, how much is that going to cost per year? So say, for example, you've got your WAF, you've got your rego, you've got, you know, just random car things, like, you know, not long ago I had to do my tires, you know, just random car things that need to happen. I think of it in terms of a year, and I think, how much do I need to put aside each week so that I can cover this? And the reason why I do this is because I used to get so, like, stressed out every time my WAF was due, every time my rego was due, because I didn't have the money for it, because I didn't plan for it. So what I do now is I just break it down into weekly payments. So every single week, even if I don't have my WAF due, even if I don't have my rego due, even if I don't need new tires that week, I'm putting money towards it so that when those things inevitably pop up, I have the money there. And I do this with everything. So, you know, insurance, like, oh, that's another account that I have. I have an insurance account. Like, I have all of these different accounts so that I can have this bird's eye view of where my money is. And I'm not just, like, spending the money in just one main bank account without knowing what that money is for. Because sometimes you might think, oh, yeah, I've got, like, $500 to spend towards X, Y, and Z. But really, you've got a WAF coming up, you've got a rego coming up, and your brain might not be able to foresee all of those different things. So I find having all of these different bank accounts really helps me to just have an understanding of what this money is actually for and where it is going to. So getting out of consumer debt, having a safety net, and having a money plan, those two things are going to help you to get out of consumer debt, because you can actually plan where your money is going to. So it might be that, you know, $50 every week is going towards paying your debts off. It might be that $50 every week is going towards your safety net. Whatever the numbers are, I'm just making random numbers up for you. You know, these things are going to help you to get out of consumer debt. So those are the first three things that I think are really important. And those are, like, the strategy things that I think so many people, like, they're super basic, but they're just things that we can feel like are too hard or too complicated, or it's just easier not to, or, you know, we've been doing it so long a different way, like, what's the point in doing it now? And I just want to, like, encourage you to get started now, even if you've been doing it a different way for your whole entire life. Number four on my list is setting goals and actively working towards them. Sometimes it can feel like, you know, oh, you're too far gone, or, you know, it's so hard to do this, but it's, like, really important to set goals. But not just set goals, actually create some steps that you need to do in order to achieve those goals. So say, for example, you want to save $5,000 in your safety net. Like, that's the goal, right? What do you need to do every single week in order to make that happen? I would start off with a due date, a deadline for this. So say, for example, you know, in 12 months, you want $5,000 in your safety net. Okay, you're going to need to put almost $100 a week into that account over the next 12 months. So do you have $100 that could come from your normal pay towards that? You know, is there something you could cut out of your normal money plan that could instead go towards this? Or if there isn't any wiggle room there, which I know so many whānau don't really have that wiggle room at the moment, is there a way you could bring in an extra, $100, $200 a week? Could you do something to bring in that extra pūtea? Could you ask for a pay rise? Could you start a little, either a side hustle, like could you have a boarder in your house that's not going to require time, doing the side hustle, but it could bring in some extra pūtea? Like, think creatively about what you could do to bring in some extra money so that you can do achieve your goals. You know, I just recorded another episode about this, about like not just actually manifesting, not just having this goal of this vision, but like actually doing what's required of you each and every day in order to make that happen. And that brings me on to point number five, is your mindset. So many people, they just want things to just be done. They just want it to be sorted. They just want it to be like easy peasy Japanese-y. I don't even that. Sorry, I don't know why I said that. I just remember growing up would always say easy peasy Japanese. Sorry. You know, your mindset is so crucial. So it's not going to be easy. You know, if you've lived your whole entire life living a certain way, if you've grown up around people not, being like this, then it's going to be actually quite difficult. And so it's not easy. And I just want to normalize that at the beginning. I can't tell you how many, times I've fallen flat on my face, or I've tried something and it didn't work, or I've wanted to give up because it's gotten too hard, or, all of these different things. One of the key things that's really helped me is getting around people who are like-minded, investing in your education. You're doing a really great job by being here and listening to this podcast, because that is huge. And most people don't do stuff like this. They just sit there and complain about their life and don't actually do anything to help you. So it's great that you're here, but what are you doing as a result of being here? You know, what are the things that you're going to do as a result of listening to this podcast episode? Because just consuming information isn't going to help you. So from this, what are your key takeaways? Like, pull out your notes app on your phone and write down the key things you're going to do. I'm going to open up my multiple bank accounts so that I can split my money off. I'm going to create a money plan. And like, sit here and do it right now. Like, it doesn't take long to open up those different bank accounts. It doesn't take long to create a money plan. It doesn't take long to do these things, but it's just a matter of doing it. And that's the hardest thing that people don't want to do. It's like taking that first step is the hardest bit, and that's why most people don't do it. And the other part of this is, getting around those like-minded people. If you're not surrounding yourself by people who have the same vision as you, it's going to be so hard to stay committed, to stay consistent at doing this. And so I'd really recommend you finding like-minded individuals to surround yourself by, following pages like, great that I hope you're following me on Instagram, following pages like this, unfollowing people who aren't helping you achieve your goals. Like, that's not going to help you progress towards the life that you want to live. And then the most important thing around like mindset is staying consistent when it gets hard. Aha kua te aha, no matter what, you've got to stay consistent. You've got to consistently show up. So many people ask me, how do you stay motivated? I don't have motivation. Most days I do not feel like doing the things. Like, this morning I got to, go to the gym, do my run. I didn't feel like doing that, but I know that afterwards I'm going to feel so much better, and I did. And I know that long term I'm going to be grateful I did that. I know that when I'm 50, I'm going to be so grateful that during my 20s I looked after my body. I'm going to be so grateful that I, put money towards certain things. I made it work for me. I didn't waste my money. I didn't do stupid things. And I think about the future version of me who's going to be so grateful that I did those things, as opposed to the future version of you, which could be like next week, that's going to be like, oh, I wish I didn't do that. You know, like, think of that. Think about that version of you. And it's discipline, not motivation. Discipline is built when you show up so many times that it just becomes your normal. You know, like, if you. People think that you get born with discipline. Like, some people are just born this way and some people aren't. That's not true at all. You build discipline by showing up, even when you don't feel like it, even when you don't want to. You've got to learn how to do these things consistently, even when it gets hard, even when you don't feel like doing it, even when your friends are out, spending all their money on going to town, or when you really want to join them, or you decide that actually I'm going to stay in tonight and I'm going to focus on my money plan. I'm going to stay in tonight. I'm going to choose to instead use that money towards paying off my debt. I'm going to go and I'm not going to drink. I'm going to go and I'm not going to, spend my money on these things. Or I'm going to find new friends who actually align with where I'm headed. I'm going to find friends who want to sit around and talk about business, or talk about fun things, or, not need to go out in town to have fun. Like, I'm gonna find people who align with my goals. That's difficult, and I've been through that, of like the grief of like friends that you used to hang out with and the things that they used to do, but then finding people who are actually aligned with you, it can be hard to, like, you know, in those relationships or spend least time with those people. But, like, long term, you're going to be so grateful that you did that, because I talk about this in my book. You're never going to find aligned friendships doing things that aren't aligned with you, like the authentic you. So, like, for example, I don't really drink much. Like, I'll drink every now and then, but I don't drink much. I'm not going to find my most soul aligned friendships and stuff at the bar, you know, because that's not something that authentically I want to be doing, or an environment I want to be in. And it's not to say anything bad about, like, bars or anything. Like, I think there's nothing wrong with a bar in and of itself. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to find your soul aligned friends, then do the things that you're supposed to do. Like, for example, I made a really, really good friend from interviewing someone on my podcast. And it's like, that is authentically what I'm doing in my life that's moving me towards my goals, is like bringing people onto my podcast or investing in my business or doing those things. And like, naturally, I was going to meet someone who was aligned in that way. And so, yeah, getting around people who are going to help you move towards your goals is so important. I'm going off on a bit of a tangent. But I just wanted to recap this for you. Getting out of consumer debt is going to be huge. You're not going to feel like you owe someone every single week or every single day. And it just feels so freeing to finally be out of consumer debt. Number two is building your safety net. Having some money, like having a cushion to fall back on if anything happens, is so crucial. Start off with $1,000 and work your way up. Creating a money plan, like just winging it, is not a plan at all. Set some goals, but actually do what's required in order to achieve them. And then lastly, focus on your mindset. It's not going to be easy, but if you stay consistent, it will get easier. Or I don't think it gets easier, actually, but you get stronger. But yeah, I am actually working on a new program at the moment. And everything that I talked to you about today, I'm going to dive deep into this and everything that I've done here. And in this program, you're going to be surrounded by like-minded people on the same horary as you, which is perfect for creating that environment, that success environment. I am going to put the link in the description down below. And if you join the waitlist via this link, you're going to get early bird access. So you're going to get access before everyone else does. You're going to get $100 off, and you're going to get access to some very, very cool bonuses. Like, you are not going to want to miss those out at all. You need to be on my waitlist to be able to access all of these cool things. The link is down below. I'm so excited for that. I have been working on this for a couple months now, and I'm just actually opening up the waitlist now. I'm just literally so excited about this. As always, the multi-millionaire disclaimer applies. None of the information provided should be considered as financial advice. I've got a full copy of the disclaimer in the description down below. But that is us for today's podcast episode. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I will chat to you all again next week. Ka kite!